First article, right out the gate, is not accurate. It is conjecture. It is trying to paint a story for you. Of course, the second one. Stocks turn higher as Trump claims China talks back on. Stock market turned higher on Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump claimed China was willing to reopen talks. This is the second story. They're trying to talk you. They are talking you into a recession. Because they're saying, oh, well, Trump says, he claims that the Chinese want to have trade talks. I just sourced you a quote from Reuters. Reuters isn't the bastion of right-wing ideology. And they said, China wants that. And this is the second story in a row. The second story in a row that opens with no facts but opinion. Right? And then they say uncertainty remained high. Do they not realize that you can actually type in on these web addresses and actually go to different websites? Because you're being absolutely, the rug's being pulled out from under them by Reuters or anybody else that can actually look up, oh, look, the Chinese actually want to get engaged in trade talks and have a calm resolution. The AP over here thinks that you're getting your newspaper from your local Gazette and only then you're only getting your news from the local Gazette that's sourcing the AP. No, you have the World Wide Web. And everybody can look at it. 844-527-8723. All right, with the third story here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade channel. I told you it's getting bad in Hong Kong. Here's the headline. Police defend warning shots as Hong Kong divide widens. Hong Kong police on Monday defended pulling out their guns and firing a warning shot during anti-government protests over the weekend, and lawmakers on each side of the city's political divide says the other side bears responsibility for the violence. It's only getting worse. It's only getting worse there, folks. And all the Chinese government is waiting for is some kind of news story that can give them about 24 hours of coverage, of cover. Something to distract the world for 24 hours so they can go into Hong Kong and just crack it down. Because right now, as the spotlight of the world is on it, they have to be very careful. But this is a prediction. I hope it's a wrong prediction by me, but do not get it twisted. Do not mistake. The only reason they are being tentative is because the eyes of the world there. As soon as there's a story big enough to distract them, they're getting after it. They are going to roll in there, and they're going to put it down, and they're going to put it down hard. You'll see the after effects, but you won't see the actual event happening. You'll see a media blackout. And I would not doubt that the social media companies would assist in that. You think I'm wrong? Remember what happened in Iran? All right, number four stories. Brazilian president responds to Amazon blaze, draws ire. The president of Brazil has insulted adversaries and allies, disparaged women, blacks, and homosexuals. All right, none of this matters. That first sentence doesn't mean a thing. It's the opinion of Luis Andres Halino and Marcelo de Souza who wrote this. Yet nothing has rallied more anger at home and criticism from abroad than his response to fires raging in parts of the Amazon region. The far-right populist leader initially dismissed the hundreds of blazes and then questioned whether activist groups might have started it. In response,